Good afternoon, partners. This is Sherman Krantzer, Senior Partner Channel Development Manager for the Western United States. I want to say thanks so much for joining us this week on the Project Lead Gen Partner Profitability Call. So today we're going to be talking about vertical markets, pretty much a complete guide to drive sales in specific industries with our special guest, Manish Bardia. So we're going to kind of get into it. We're calling this the Vertical Wasteland series, where we'll start off with getting you to understand how to find the information that's necessary. And then each week, we're going to actually go into a different vertical to help you create those packages and the things that you need. So last week, we gave away a bunch of drones for people who put in their video testimonials. And what I wanted to do this week is actually run the same contest one more time, but we're going to be giving away this really cool Hudway glass. It basically, it's a way to project your directions right in front of you. It's a heads-up display kit. It's really fantastic, and I got it at the Specialty Equipment Manufacturers Association, the SEMA show, last week. So for the agenda today, you know, we're going to do a little thought leadership, as we always do, to get us ready for this week, to take on this week. We'll talk to, a good friend of mine, one of the pioneers of MCC, Manish Bardia from Adeptech. Then we'll get into the package of the week to kind of frame how we're going to talk about things. And then we're going to get into vertical markets, which is how to drive revenue in specific industries. And we're going to talk about how to create the package, right? We're going to talk about the market. Margins and all the different things you need to know. Then we'll go into some partner resources that are definitely important, Project Lead Gen, and then lastly, the summary. So let's get into, you know, what I call is, you know, our thought leadership of the week. And it really talks about focus and innovate. And the reason I bring that up is I think, when I look back at, the partners that I've, intertwined with or, talked to, and these are the partners that have built their business from the very bottom to the top, as well as getting a lot of great advice from a near dear friend of mine when I was building my business. And it really was about, getting away from what we call the shotgun approach to driving sales. A lot of us out there, because we're growing our businesses, are sitting there thinking, okay, I'll take any business that comes along my way, whether it's the barbershop, the tennis club, the 50-man manufacturing organization, right? And we're trying to be all things to everyone. The problem, with that is that you're never really excellent at any one particular thing. You might be really good at a lot of things, but you never become the expert. You never become the person who, is thought of as a visionary or a thought leader. So, and then the next thing, is that you end up kind of capping yourself out regionally, because it's just impossible running a specific MSP business where you do everything on a monthly basis to ever sell pretty much outside of your region, because you basically have to have some sort of local presence for you, right? So you have to take a step back. And I think what you need to do is you need to take a step back, look at your business and ask yourself, okay, what do I do best? What is something that I do exceptionally well in my business? What do we sell the most of? How do we position that particular thing? And then you want to set a specific strategy based on margin and that speciality that we were just talking about. Okay, because why? Why would you want to do that? You'd want to be able to create a process that you can repeatedly sell the same process over and over and over again, become an expert at it, and tailor it so that you can earn much bigger margins than you do by just selling licensing. So, think about innovating, right? When I talked about taking a step back, it's really about innovating. What are you going to do that's going to help you provide scale? What is the package? And that's why we keep talking about this every single week, is we want to help you understand how to build a package that you can sell more IP based as opposed to, monitoring specific equipment, because now you have no limits to your geography. It's direly important to do this, to look at it. You want to innovate. You want to change what you're doing. You want to take a step back. And even though a lot of us say, well, I don't have time. But I think what you need to do is you need to make time. You need to figure it out. If it's 1 hour a week, 30 minutes a week, what are we going to do 6 months from now? How are we going to change? All the best Fortune 500 companies plan years out because they know they need to do that to, you know, keep up with the competition. Now let's go back into my saying, you know, dreamers talk about what they're going to do, and, you know, the leaders do what they're going to talk about. I can't tell you how many times I've talked to so many partners telling me all these great stories about what they're going to do and how they're going to take over the world, and I love hearing about it. However, a lot of them are dreamers. Ask yourself the question, are you a leader or are you a dreamer? I think by being on this particular call, trying to learn how to differentiate yourself, I would say that just about everyone on this call is a leader. And then lastly, we say this every week, what does just do it mean? Well, it means just do it. That's all it means. Just do it. All right, so we talked about focus. We talked about innovation. Now let's get to the guest of the week, a pioneer in MCC, a pioneer in as an independent software vendor, one of the nicest guys, one of the most intelligent people I've ever worked with. And actually, when I started MCC, Manish was right next to me, hand in hand, going through a lot of the trials and tribulations of putting on, you know, webinars. So Manish, hey, would you please introduce yourself? Tell us a little about your company, what you do, and, you know, how you partner with other organizations.
Thank you, Sharman. Good to be back here. Well, you have definitely motivated me with your speech of just do it. I'm looking forward to that. As a business, I belong to Adaptech Consulting. I'm the principal. We focus on productivity improvement for our clients. So with the power of cloud and all the technology, we can bring a lot of productivity improvements to our client. Mainly, we focus in Office 365, SharePoint, and custom application on Office 365. So that's our background. And with MCC, definitely, as you said, we started long back, and the journey has been long journey, but very fruitful. And MCC has given me the platform to engage with the latest technology. It has given me the tools which I can really use to demonstrate the technology in the right manner. If it didn't have those kind of tools, then I'll be going around and trying to find out the best way to represent technology to my customers or potential clients. But with the tools which comes with MCC, like the ready-to-go marketing and all the slides, in fact, CIE, customer immersion experience, all that provides me exactly how the technology should be put in front of new people who has not seen this before. It has given me the platform to learn new technology. It has given me the tool to introduce that technology to the end users. And then the third is the platform for me to establish myself as a thought leader in the area where I focus, which is Office 365 and SharePoint. Now, this area was already in enterprise, but this is new to the cloud. And by speaking on these technology with MCC, I have been established as a thought leader within the channels or the associations I have been going, and also within the partners ecosystem, right? So partners know that, okay, Manish's company, Adaptech, does SharePoint. So let's partner with Manish on SharePoint. And of course, we don't do everything. So with MCC, we have been partnering with other technology providers like MSPs, CRM providers, security providers. So MCC has been one area with which we build partnership. And then second is IMCP also, the International Association of Microsoft Channel Partners. Now both of these are geared toward Microsoft ecosystem, so that works very well with us. But that's how we have been growing our business, where We use MCC to get in front of people, build leads, get in contact with association, make sure we are established as a thought leader, bring the educational content. And then with partner ecosystem, we are able to form the right kind of partnership, go together as a presenter in the same event with MCC, and build, grow the each other's business also.
That's great. Thanks, Manish. That's really fantastic. You know, we kind of move into the next slide, which is really insights from Manish, because, you know, he's got so much information that he's been able to gather and has been doing so many things. But, you know, I know this one's going to be a little off script, Manish, and I hope you don't get too mad at me. But one thing I know that you've always been so good at being able to you know, be like a chameleon, the ability to present on multiple topics, where there are some partners that are like, well, I can only do one. Give me your thoughts on that. I mean, do you think that you need to be able to talk about all types of technology?
It's a great question, Sherman, and definitely dear to me, actually. So in the sense, dear to me is that ultimately we are the technologist, and with an accent, actually. So when I go to other people, like I have joined a lawyers association, and that group does not understand me at all. So I realize that to bring the technology, really, I need not be the most knowledgeable person in terms of that technology. I just need to be able to make a connection with the other side of the audience, or, you know, if I'm the presenter, just connect with audience, make them feel that they are welcomed in the event, and then bring out the technology discussion in simple format. And that has been actually a strong thing for me, because I had the challenge of not having the mastery in English, so my language has been simple, and that has actually connected very well with the audience. So I think, being technologists, we are very advanced in the understanding for any topic. And now, if you can put those thoughts in PowerPoint or in some kind of webinar or seminar and connect with audience and take them through a journey. So that's what has been working. And Sherman, actually, coming to your point, stories, right? So yes, we are talking about technology, but they are gonna forget all the technology things you talk. But if you talk about stories, they will remember. And that's what has been my take on it, that let's talk about the story, let's somehow make it connected to their personal environment, so that way they can relate how it can solve their business challenges and think about this technology. And when they think about that technology, then they will talk to us.
That's awesome. I think a lot of partners are scared, right? They're thinking, oh, well, I don't know this. But in reality, you shouldn't be scared. It's really about making a connection, just like you said, Manish. It's about telling a story. And, you know, the PowerPoints that we provide to you are very specific, and they're very high level. They're, you know, level 50 almost, level 100, where you can just, you know, change it to the way that you want it. You can talk about it. But what it does is it really helps establish you as a technologist. Right? I mean, Manish doesn't know everything there is, right, about Azure, right? You know, you're not a super expert at Azure, but you could speak to it, which is probably a lot more than, let's say, the manufacturer who specializes in building or making t-shirts, right?
Yeah, in fact, Azure is so vast that I would definitely consider myself as a level 50 or 100. So, of course, in Microsoft world, you have entry level as level 100, then 200, 300, 400. So it's a very important point by remembering that MCC thinks we are targeting at level 100. And we have had situation where people come and say, hey, your discussion was very basic. And we are like, you know, then you're not the right audience. I mean, like, I'm talking about other technologists complaining that maybe you didn't know everything, or your discussion should be more high level, more deep. But no, for the end user, it has to be basic, level 100 or level 50, and which is what MCC is targeted towards. So knowing all the level 50 or 100 kind of understanding and bringing that to the event is very well appreciated by the audience.
Yeah, and I think if you only want to focus in on one thing, I think you're doing yourself a big disservice. I mean, this is the industry you're in. And I think you have to take, you know, notice of that. If you're only going to spend time on the one thing that you do, I think you need to think again. You need to think, okay, well, I need to like, you know, invest in myself. I need to know a little bit about CRM. I need to know a little bit about SharePoint because I might have that question. But I will say this, and Manish and I have both been together doing seminars and webinars together where they've asked us the question and we did not know. And very simply, very easily, the best answer is to say, you know something? That's a great question. Let me get back to you on that one, because I just right. don't know.
Yeah.
And right? And if you're honest and open.
Yeah. Actually, this is a point where you need the right ecosystem or partner system also, mm-hmm. where you lead the conversation. But then if this discussion is going to be involving some deep discussion or architecturing or solutioning about enterprise environment, then you should be able to bring in other partners, so that's where we take it to the next level. So we don't have to solve the actual problem if you don't know in the event, but you will get back to them with the right answer. That's what they want.
That's awesome. All right, so let's give that first. I know we went totally off script there, but you know, can you give us some perspective on your experience with MCC and just some of your thoughts, you know, and through the years?
Yeah. So. Definitely, MCC has been very helpful in my business in the sense in three things, right? Understanding technology and bringing in the right manner in front of audience. And then second is me making sure that I understand and I use those kind of technology within my organization. And then to grow my business, I have been using that as my one of the main way to outreach to people. And yes, it has taken many months, I would say, and initial results required me to be at it and not lose the focus of not doing the events. So I kept at it. We did events together, Sharman, and with other partners also I'm doing it. And slowly people started to do more events. So now we are partnering with other partners and I can see that it's starting to work much better. So now, I would say definitely in the last year, more than 100,000 of worth of business I can attribute to MCC. And if that is the case, then I definitely need to take out time and do these events in the proper manner. So it has been a very successful initiative for my company.
That's awesome. Well, how much, I mean, you said about 100,000, so 100 grand, that's an actual business. That's sale. I mean, that's business. What about your pipeline? You know, what would you say, could you give a number on your pipeline with the amount of money that you've been able to kind of put in there, potential opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, pipeline was bigger. Of course, you don't close everything. So 100,000, I'm talking in the closed business.
Yeah.
So definitely, I mean, maybe we are closing 30% or 50%. I'm still not good on those numbers, still working on it. But I would say definitely double the pipeline.
Wow.
So it has been much bigger. In fact, here is the thing. Tomorrow, I'm going to be at a client, got introduced to him 2 years back. He was with another company. Mm-hmm. And now he's gone as a director of IT in another big company. And we might be working on the Office 365 deal, and that could be my biggest deal. So the
wow.
result of MCC is due tomorrow, the biggest result.
Oh, well, good luck. We're happy to hear that. So what, you know, you guys have a kind of group that's really kind of neat. You know, do you use MCC to network with other partners? Can you tell us how you do it? So I know that you're like one of those experts at that specific thing.
Yeah, I mean, MCC, I do, so I have been doing MCC on my own also, which was the wrong way in the sense I was trying to get the list and drive the traffic, but then Sherman, you came along and you taught the right way, where you partner with associations, so they are driving the attendance. Mm-hmm. So that has been good. Now, because I have been doing these events, definitely I know the steps required and the preparation you need to do, the technology you need to be ready with, and the follow-ups, and then getting in connection with association and following up with the leads, that kind of thing. So when the new partners are coming, they are actually reaching out and asking, okay, how do I start with the event? So I'm helping a couple of new partners on that. And in fact, I go in first and second event with them, so they just know the drill. So that is one thing. The second thing is, we are, when we are inviting to the events, then we are cross marketing. So they can market my events on social media and blast to their email list. And also same thing I'm doing. And the third is actually doing the actual events strategically. So we have a couple of partners who are MSP. Some are actually CRM partners. And I am more on the 365 and SharePoint only. So we have a nice mix where we can go in an event together and not actually be worried about, hey, we are stepping on each other's toe and stealing business, that kind of thing. So we have a nice complementary group of people where we can do events. And also actually that allows you to have breathing room, because if you are doing event by yourself, it's just so much. But now we can do more events. I can do like events every week, two times, and not feel the burden. So we have been using MCC as a tool to partner successfully with other partners and within IMCP as well.
That's fantastic. And last thing, you know, because we spent a lot of time on this, is, you know, what is the challenge in MCC that you had, and how did you overcome it?
It just happened that that before I thought this is not working, things started to working. So I would say that's how I overcame the initial hurdle. But yes, I had been doing events for like 3 to 6 months before I started getting results. So there is a time commitment. Time commitment in terms of the number of months it could take, and time commitments for each week you are going to take out to do this event preparation, delivering event, event follow-up. And when things like, you know, before the event day, you could be ordering food or making sure the technology works at the event center, or even making sure the logistics are working properly, that kind of thing, right? So there is a commitment to the time. That means you are focused on the event and not in your business. In that scenario, later you realize, okay, you have been putting a lot of time, and if things are working or not. But now, considering that I have done those things and I have seen the result, I would say for the partners who are starting, that know that this works, and you just need to refine your messaging and make sure that you go after your target market. But your biggest challenge will be initial deals. When it starts coming, there may be a time delay. So keep at it and the deals will start coming. That is one. Second is to build partnership with associations. You need to keep sending emails and keep looking for new kind of right associations. So that will also, that could also take time. And third is driving attendance. Even though you have associations, it will also fall on your side to make sure that you are making sure the attendance is getting up by your effort or association's effort, so that when you go to deliver, there is a good audience and you feel motivated to do more events.
Awesome. Manish, thanks so much, man. We really do appreciate it. Manish is going to stick around with us and help us through these different slides. But those insights, I think, were absolutely invaluable. So we're going to get into the package of the week. We've been, you know, a lot of partners have been really excited about this, but we're going to do something else a little bit down the road. We're actually going to show you how to build it and how to figure out the margins, not just, hey, this is an idea. All right, so this package of the week today is, we are talking about the Manufacturing Security Gold Package. Could be the platinum, could be the silver, whatever you want to say. But, you know, we start off with our MSP Tier 1 services, right? Next, we have Office 365 E3 Edition, but we want to use software as the focus, not just your Exchange, not just the email, but software mobility, right? Being able to have, conference calls and reducing time and expenses. Then, you know, we're going to do the migration of the Exchange and the telco services. We'll do a proposal for the internet upgrade, which is a nice margin in itself. It's about between 15 and 18%. Then SharePoint-based vertical workflows. Now that's what's the part that's gonna separate yourself from the competition. You wanna have a workflow that is very specific for this industry, solving these industry problems, and we're gonna go into how to find those problems in just a moment. Then mobility and multi-factor authentication. We have a lot of security issues out there right now, and manufacturing is actually one of those industries that security is a big issue right now, and they're trying to figure out ways to make sure that they can upgrade, you know, their technology and upgrade their security. And then lastly, I always put training on password security and office mobility. These companies, you're going to be giving them a Ferrari, but unless you tell them how to drive the Ferrari, they're going to be sitting there looking at you thinking, wow, this is so awesome, but I don't know how to drive it. And after about 3 or 4 months, you're like, gosh, I have this beautiful Ferrari, but I can't drive it. So you got to put the training piece of it in and how to do that. That's this week's package of the week. Now, we got to get into vertical markets. We got to get into the reason that we're having this call today and the reason why MCC is so valuable and the reason why Project Lead Gen was born and bred because of vertical markets. It's finding and identifying associations that are going to be awesome to work with and associations, business organizations that you can, you know, create a predictive, packageable IP that they're going to be able to buy, but you can repeatably do it and market in a very specific place, right, where you know successful people are attending those events. And by the way, they're all in the same industry, so whatever your package is, now you can sell it to all of them. No longer do you have to deal with the shotgun approach, the hoping, the praying of where you're going to go. All right. So what I wanted to do is go ahead and list all the verticals for us. So we have automotive, we have banking, we have consumer, we have education, engineering, energy, fast moving consumer goods, financials, food and beverage, government verticals, healthcare verticals. And then I didn't want to go individually, but then you have the insurance and manufacturing and media. These are all your verticals. And we actually put this up on PLG Power so you can download it so you know. And there's links into this presentation that you can actually get into any one of these and find out a lot more. So now that you know what the verticals are, this is the list. But each vertical has, you know, maybe 100 associations or 1,000 associations attached to that vertical. You have the automotive industry, but there's so many different parts of that industry that all have business organizations tied to it, right? Banking, same thing, financials, consumer, education, they're huge, but these are the top. This is where you start at. This is what you need to figure out where you play the best in. All right, so now that we know the verticals, so the next question is, okay, where do I find the corresponding business associations? So what I wanted to do is I want to go ahead and I embedded a few videos and I did some tutorials that we're gonna cover on the show today. So if you look at it, now Manish, what was it? It was, where do you find them?
Guidestar.org.
Thank you, Manish. We really appreciate it. That's awesome. All right, so let me go ahead and play this video so you have an understanding of what it is.
One of the key motions to growing your Microsoft practice through Microsoft Community Connections is to find the right associations. As a partner, I learned different methods with the MCC playbook and found success with a specific tool that I'll call out here. There are many ways to source information about an association, but is there a way to get a complete picture of the group? Guidestar.org is an organization that compiles public records such as financials from nonprofit groups in the US. This may be one of the best and easiest tools to use to get useful information. Here are the steps that we have found useful. Go to GuideStar.org, then Advanced Search. Enter keyword association. In the city field, enter the city that you would like to target and press enter. You will then get a list of associations. You should look for associations that are aligned with vertical markets that you engage with, such as healthcare and legal. The next step is to look at association financials. You want a healthy association that has been around a while. Many of these associations report their financials. When you've identified the associations that look like good targets for you to engage with, check out their websites. Check to see if they have a leadership section and look for the president or CEO of the organization. Save the contact info and use this for your first email. Once you find associations and contacts, we ask that you send emails to three associations that you wish to get into. However, sales is a numbers game. The more emails sent, the greater the chance to start conversations. Prospecting is a daily priority.
Why, thank you, Sherman. I really appreciate that explanation. All right. So the next one is, you know, how do I find the right contact, right? There's a lot of different ways to do it. So what I went ahead and did is I recorded a little bit more of a tutorial on finding the right contact, because sometimes it can be difficult. And the right contact, remember, is the president and CEO. We don't talk to the membership directors. All they want is the money, right? They're not thinking ahead for their members. All right. So finding the right contact.
Now we're going to go ahead and figure out how we can find an association inside of the vertical. So we go to GuideStar.org, and in here we went ahead and inputted manufacturing, California. This is the state that we're in. We're just going to go ahead and search it. So we push the search button, and the search results will come up with several different options here, really, you know, all the different types of manufacturing organizations in California. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and click on the California Manufacturing Technology and Consulting, and it pulls up with a great summary, really a summary of the organization, when the year it started, the physical address, which is here in Torrance, which is fantastic. It talks a little bit about some of the programs, some of the financials, operations, leadership. Not all of these are typically filled out, but this looks like a good one. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually highlight and copy the actual web address of California Manufacturing Technology and Consulting, and I'm going to open it up into a new window. See, I already did it there. So I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, great. So this basically is a association of business organizations that specialize in manufacturing solutions. So it's a nonprofit dedicated to improving the manufacturing community in Southern California. So the first thing we need to do is find out, how do we get a hold of the right person? And the right person is not the marketing director, but is the president and CEO. So we're going to go to the About Us, and we're going to go find the leadership team. So sometimes this is great, because it actually tells you who the president and CEO is. That's the person we want to talk to. We do not want to talk to the membership director. Typically, the president and CEO has a little bit more thought, you know, in helping their members, and would probably be very interested in taking a meeting with us. So we have him, but we don't know how to contact him, because there's no email here. So what we're going to go ahead and do is go to the contact page. But when we get to the contact page, it says that you can only contact them. They don't have any email addresses. So one way you could do is you could call the actual headquarters and say, hey, I'm calling on behalf of Microsoft, and I want to send an email to James Watson. Can I get his email address? Sometimes they'll give it to you. Most of the time they won't, but that's okay. So we're going to have to do a little bit of super sleuthing. And so we're going to open up LinkedIn, and wow. Actually, what I did first is I went to Google and actually put in James Watson, president and CEO. And then I found out, okay, I've already checked out the leadership team. Business Wire appoints a new president, but then I found his LinkedIn address. So when I clicked on that, this came up. So what this does is it helps us understand who he is and maybe how to get a hold of him. So sometimes these presidents and associations have another company, and they might have their contact info right there, but sometimes they won't. So here, you're not going to have a connection to him. So what you end up doing is sending Jim an email saying, "Hey, I would love to talk to you about you know, a Microsoft you know, program." So that's really how you find the right association for your vertical and how to find the right person to send our pre-can letter so that we can get you in to start you know, marketing to this association in this specific vertical. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, so that's pretty much finding the right contact. You know, pretty simple there. You got to do some super sleuthing sometimes. All right, so the next question really comes up is, you know, what do I do when I have the right contact? Now, that's another good question. A lot of times people are like, well, I got it all. Sherman, can you contact him for me? Or Ejen, can you contact him for me? You know, Manish never did that to me. He did say there's a couple things we want to partner you with, but he didn't say, Sherman, go do it for me. So let me go ahead and show you that on the next slide. And it's basically, what do I do when I have the right contact?
All right, so now that we actually have contact and we know, you know, who he is and we have found the email address for the person, now it's time to go ahead and send them an email to get a call with Microsoft. So let's go ahead and take a look at this. So in the Project Lead Gen Module 1 resources, we actually give you a script that we want you to send out to your, you know, president or CEO of the associations that you're trying to get into. And it's very simple. So we'll take this script. I already opened it up for you. And we're basically just going to go ahead and copy the script. We're going to copy it. And then we're going to open up an email. Pretty simple. It's an untitled email. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and go paste. And then right here, we're going to put in, hello, James, no problem. My name is, we'll put, my name is Manish, since he's here today. And we'd like to support, you know, MTC organization in four ways. The value of the benefit to the business association is anywhere between 10 and 15K. And we would like to schedule a meeting with you and Microsoft to discuss the support and help your organization retain and increase membership through education. This email has been tried, it's been trued, and it's been tested, and it works. We don't need to put in a whole bunch of other things into it. And then you're going to go ahead and put James at mtcorg.org. That's going to be his contact information. But what's very important here is you want to make sure you go ahead and send the email to myself or Ejen, okay. Or if you're in the central or east region, you do have your resources to send it to. And then in the subject line, Microsoft 15K educational sponsorship. And that's pretty much it. Oh, looks like I misspelled it, but we'll go ahead and do that. And then you go ahead and just send. And the reason is you're going to send it. You're going to send it to them, and then so that we can actually reply to all of the people on the email endorsing our partners who are trying to get into these associations. So send, boom, awesome, we are done. Now you do that for all the different associations that are inside of your vertical market targeting list. Thanks so much. Talk to you later.
All right. Now the next one is, okay. Now when you're vertical, going into vertical markets, one of the things you have to really understand are what are the issues that I can solve and then actually sell them or put them into a package. This is actually the real thing, that's really going to separate yourself. So you have to do some research. You're going to have to, you know, actually get into the website and do, you know, some things to figure out, you know, the best way to, you know, put together the right package. So we'll go ahead and play this one here. Vertical issues that I can solve.
The next key step in trying to figure out what you're going to be offering to this particular vertical is you need to do a little bit of research. So going back to the CMTC Creating Solutions webpage, it's time for me to kind of take a look around and see what are some of the things that this particular vertical market is looking at or trying to solve. So one of the first things I go to is usually the events in the news, and I'll go ahead and click on the in the news events. So right here, it's very interesting. It talks about some of the different things that are happening within the industry. But then I'm kind of looking down here. It says, ooh, Manufacturing Special Report, Orange County Business Journal. So you can go ahead and click on that. And in the Orange County Business Journal, it has a basically a big article on, you know, what they're looking for and what this particular vertical is doing in Orange County. So that's a great place to get some information, but we're going to go back. And as we're reading through here, one of the things that I saw says, whoa, look, Axonom and CMTC team up to offer comprehensive technology and services for Southern California manufacturers. Very interesting. So there's already a company that's in there right now. So they see the strategy. And then it says right here, if you read through this, Axonom is actually based out of Fresno, and they're a Microsoft Dynamics CRM or Salesforce.com partner. And they actually have they're an ISV that does PowerTrack software. But after I read through this, I didn't see anything in here relating to security. So one of the things that I do know is within the manufacturing industry, security is a big thing. So now I've got some information that I can go ahead and use to help create my actual package that we're going to get into in a minute. Next thing is success and videos. So there's case studies, but there's also customer stories. And this, I think, is really interesting. So it right in here, Summertree Interiors, lean transformation leads to $400,000 in increased sales. Well, if you're an enterprising partner, you're going to start clicking on that to find out what are the things that they're actually doing that are helping the manufacturing industry. And then what you're going to be doing is creating an IP package or a package that could possibly help this industry out. Now, once again, security is a big thing right now, especially in the manufacturing vertical. So you could theoretically use EMS with Office 365, as well as, you know, packaging and something else that you might want to put together.
Okay, so now that we have that, now we kind of understand the value of it, we want to say, well, why are we looking at verticals?
Why exactly am I looking at verticals, and why is this better than the shotgun approach that I've been using for a very long time? Well, I'll tell you real simply, is the shotgun approach, you know, and doing managed services, you know, with the way that we've been doing it in the past really limits you to a localized region. But secondly, it doesn't allow you to create a scalable, repeatable package that you can become very successful and become an expert in. More importantly, if you take a look at this particular website, you will notice that what we looked at first, the 2015 impact for California manufacturers, on the left-hand side, it actually lists all of the different manufacturing organizations that have been impacted here or that they actually work with in case studies. Now, why is that important? Because looking at these organizations, you can get a lot of information with this. If you join this association, you're going to be networking and talking to and promoting your product to all of these organizations. They're in the same industry with the same problems, and you can create a repeatable package for them. You're no longer in a position, if you make sure that the package is more software related, you're not in the position where you're, you know, one day you're talking to, you know, a tennis club with seven computers, and the next day you're talking to a dealership with 40 computers, and you're kind of doing the shotgun approach. You're all over the place. Here, you can work with organizations that you know are also doing very well. Remember, if you're a member of an association as opposed to a chamber of commerce, you must be doing pretty good, because if you're an advocate for your, you know, your industry, and you know you're there, you've reached a point in your, you know, in your business that you can actually spend some other time doing other things. That's why it's so important to be here looking at verticals and looking at a way to change your business and use Microsoft Community Connections to get you in.
Awesome. All right. Packaging. Now we're going to run through these, because we got about eight more slides to go. But that's the next question, is really packaging. How do you, put these things together? I know that, you know, I give you a package of the week, but I'm sure a lot of partners are sitting there thinking, okay, well, how do you do it? How does he get his margins? So I wanted to show it to you. I figured it out for you. All right, so if we move on to the next slide, you know, what we want to do first is we want to, you know, create an outline that we have our base products in and that we're going to figure out our margins for. So we have our MSP Tier 1 services. We have that every time. Office 365, that's always part of the package. EMS should always be part of the package because you get two times. You could do Microsoft Teams. You could put that in there. That's a margin inflator. We should call that a new term, margin inflator. Skype Teams, it doesn't cost you anything, but now you can do that. And then the manufacturer's problem solver. Okay, so that's where you go ahead and when you looked at your vertical, and you said, okay, what are the things that I'm gonna solve? This is where you list them, right? And it's a package, and then you get training next. So then if you wanna look at the next piece of it, which is really the package outline, now it's time to figure out your margins, right? The cost, $10 you know, a month for, let's say, your MSP Tier 1 services. At a $20 sales price, your margin is 50%. Okay, same thing with Office 365, you got a 10% margin there, or with EMS, a 33% margin there, and you can actually toy with those numbers there by taking things in and out of it to kind of figure out what is your overall margin. And then lastly, you kind of go into number five, you know, the training piece of it, $75 an hour, you know, you're paying yourself 25 or however you want to do it, or you have somebody else, you would know those figures better, right? But the margin is where you want to get, and you want to find the overall margin. So in, you know, line item number four, that's once again, the packaged IP, you're going to be doing this one time. Right, you're going to create a bare bones that can be applicable to all manufacturers, right? And you do it one time, and you might have to tweak it a little bit here and there for every single organization, but it's one time, so you don't have a big cost to produce it, and now you're looking at real high margins. That's where it really pushes you up into the 50s and 60% percent range, and you're totally different because nobody else is actually talking about this specific idea that's going to solve that vertical's problem, but you're the one doing it, and this is how you build it. So as you can see, we have our outline to the left. On the right, we actually build it out with our margins. And then what do we typically get then? We actually get this one, which is the package of the week that we talked about earlier. And we were solving some problems, possibly with their internet service. And why were we doing that? Because manufacturers have large files, right? Large files that they're sending all over the place. And they probably need Azure storage in the cloud. They need a bigger pipe. And I know that because I've worked with a couple. You know, SharePoint. We're solving a problem with that, with the vertical workflows just for that industry. Automated Office 365 telemetry, security, the security piece, security assessment and assurance. And then, you know, mobility and multi-factor authentication and mobile device management. All these things are coming already with a lot of the stuff that you have. If you're creating a workflow by yourself, you know, it's a one-time expense that you're creating that workflow. Then you can repeatedly sell it. You can reskin it. Right? And that's where you make the money. That's where the margins are at, is by doing that. The training piece of it, it's just time, which is really, really great. All right, so next is we'll get into package manage or package IP, but I want to throw this back to Manish just for a second. You know, what are your thoughts on packaging IP, and, you know, do you do it?
Absolutely, Sherman. We started SharePoint implementation long back, and every conversation with client was, okay, what do you want? And it used to be kind of a roadblock because they wouldn't know what they want, what they can do with the solution, and we wouldn't know what should be done in their industry. But now that we are going with the packaged IP, where we say that it's a SharePoint intranet deployment for a fixed cost, and it just takes this much time. So now we go and we say, okay, here are the best practices for implementing a SharePoint workflow in your industry. Like our focus is mostly healthcare, manufacturing, and entertainment. So these three areas we have mastered, these three verticals. And when we go, we say, okay, this is how others are doing. Would you like to do the same? Our conversation has been more streamlined. We are able to come to a phase one requirement very fast, and we implement with our our existing knowledge, so our time to implement is very less. So our margins has grown significantly. Our training also has improved a lot because we have, by doing this package IP again and again, we just know what is expected, and it's a very good experience for customer and us. And then we can focus on other solutions after initial package is implemented.
Now, I would absolutely listen to what Manish is saying. He's an absolute expert at that. And if you need to talk to him or get a hold of him, we'll give his contact information after this. But packaged IP is the way to go. Differentiate yourself. Be different. But also solve problems that are plaguing them, plaguing these industries and those verticals. Help them figure out a way. Everything is changing so fast. Technology, innovation, so fast. I'm sure you can find a way to help them out. All right, so partner questions. We have a few partner questions that we have here, and it's really, how do I find associations to target? Manish.
Yeah, GuideStar.org.
All right, GuideStar.org or IRS.gov, another organization that you can get all of the information for. So, where should I download the PLG worksheet so I can list my associations I want to target? If you can, I don't know if you remember, Manish, I don't want to put you on the spot. Do you remember where it is?
I think it's akka.ms/PLG.
Yes, you could do that. Contact me, contact EGN, we'll send it over to you. Are there examples of partners doing well with this program? Yes, we went over it last week. We had 6 different testimonials, and I want to reiterate our contest. We're going to reopen it up. If you send me testimonials by next week, we are going to give away a really cool prize. And then who is EGN? EGN is our fantastic teleresource who works in Seattle. She's always there. She helps while I'm flying from here and there and talking to different people. But she's really the person that helps us, drive things. So as a partner, she's a great resource. And it's v-ejohn@microsoft.com. Okay, last Project Lead Gen next steps. We want to make sure that we all know this. If you haven't downloaded the videos, get to this. Go to that link that is right there. And, this is the background. This is Manish. Manish, quickly, what is, just reiterate who you are, what you do, and why people should talk to you.
Yeah, Manish with AdaptTech Consulting. We focus on productivity improvement for our clients. And we do that with the cloud technologies from Microsoft using Office 365 as a collaboration platform and deploy intranet, which is based on SharePoint Online. By use of these technology, client can be more productive and they can be set for upcoming cloud technologies. You can contact me at the number written here. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Manish. So, in summary, let's think about this. We talked about verticals. We named the series Vertical Wasteland because I'm sure a lot of partners probably think they're in a wasteland when they're thinking verticals. Oh my gosh, what do I do? And we're going to go ahead and break it down for you. So we talked about manufacturing today, right? But we also talked about how to build a package, how to look at the margins, and how to create something, how to find, the problems, the issues, the things that you can solve, how to search for them, how to contact them, how to use MCC to your benefit. Now, when it comes down to it, I can only teach you so much. It's really up to you. So in summary, focus, innovate, take the information that we're giving you, and just do it. Thank you very much. My name is Sherman Krantzer. I'm the Senior Partner Channel Development Manager for the Western United States. These are the links to all the things that you need. If you need to get a hold of me, you know how to do it. skrantzer@microsoft.com. Thank you to Manish Bardia. Thank you to the MCC for allowing us to produce this here. Have a great day and see you next week. Bye-bye.